Back to then the waste so it won't hold water.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. Now, did you have a place where your cows could get out from under the rain or something like that?
After weather? No, sir.
What about your horses when you had them?
Well, they could come in after weather.
But you had a team?
Yes, I had a team.
A what? A team?
A plow team.
Okay.
Five mules.
Yeah? Tell me about them. What were they like? Were they good mules?
You bet you were.
How long did you have them?
Well, I brought them out here. That's why I was making all that cotton. I had teams there.
From Lesser?
Yes, sir. And I bought one mule after I got out here.
Yeah.
And they stayed at me till I retired and making cotton.
Yeah. Where did you keep your mules or your horses? Did you ever have any horses?
I had one horse, one or two. They in the pasture, stayed in the pasture.
Did you have a place for them to get out of the rain or out of the weather, sleep at night?
They sleep out there.
Yeah. Mules too?
Yes, and me when I was with them, they stayed in the lot.
Stayed in the lot?
Yeah.
Was that around the barn?
Yeah.
Fenced in?
Yes. We go in that night when they come in. They put enough corn there for them to stay in the barn.
Yeah. Do you have any milk cows?
We used to milk, but don't nobody milk now.
You get milk from the where?
We buy. Then the baby working me cried, but I ain't able to fool with him now. I want to buy a milk cow, but it costs so much. And I just ain't been up to it.
You get your milk now from the where? The place where they get milk?
From the grocery.
Well, where they produce milk.
Right. No, there's no dealer around here. They order to drink from Baton Rouge or Natchez or somewhere.
I see. Now, tell me about the work you did when you raised cotton, Mr.
Plant, spray flower, fertilizer, then forward.
Yeah.
Man, you got to step hard to raise cotton.
What'd you break ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Yeah, what kind of plow?
Olive A.
Olive A?
Yes, sir.
Is that a turning plow?
Turning plow.
Did you have the kind that would break up in the middle?
Yes, sir.
That was what?
That was the middle buster.
Uh-huh. Any other kinds?
No, we just had the color beta. And sometime I used D-wheat. Most time my color beta and turn plow what I use. When I wanted to get through, I take my middle buster and go in there and sweep the middle side.
Yeah. And the trenches cut by the plow were called the what?
That's the middle.
The
furrows goes to the cotton. Then yeah. That is why the plow run long, that'd be the middle buster or something.
Yeah. When you plowed a mule, what'd you call the one that walked in the fur? He was a what mule? Did you ever plow with two mules?
Yes, sir.
Well, you had the what? The two mules were what they called them?
One on the bead and one in the fur.
Yeah.
And one in the middle, on the right hand side, when he walked down the fur, and the left mule, he walked on the road.
He was what mule?
Yeah.
He was the, did you call him the
mule under the lodge.